Good morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church here in Williamstown. So glad to be with you this morning. And we've been dealing with this matter of light. Phosphorus is the Greek word. It's our enlightening by the Holy Spirit, which transfers God's sense of presence, peace, and power into our lives. We call it practicing His presence. And some days we get up, we're a little discouraged, a little removed from wanting to energetically go through the day, mentally, emotionally tired. And God wants us to be reminded that He's with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So therefore, we have to practice His presence. Jesus said in John 14 to His disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled, agitated, that as you believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus gave some promises of His presence. So this morning, I want to talk about practicing His presence and what that involves. And we have to maintain a mental, emotional, psychological concept that no matter what we're going through, where we are, where we've been, God is with us. And this word with, this preposition with, denotes that God is with us because God died for us. And He has given us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is the presence of God on the inside that gives us the promptings of His will, the peace of God that passes all understanding, the power of God to walk and live right, and the wisdom of God to make right decisions. So when we start talking about practicing His presence, I want to go back to a well-known story in the book of Genesis. Joseph, chapters 37 to 50, encompasses Joseph, who Joseph was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, who later was named Israel. And as the story unfolds, Joseph was Jacob's favorite son. He loved him more than others, and his half-brothers, because Jacob had different wives and concubines, but his half-brothers hated him. They hated him because he was a dreamer. He dreamed about his future, that God would use him in a way, listen to this, in a way that would be over not only his brothers, but his father. And it's funny because even Jacob had a problem and asked the question, "Am I going to bow down to you also?" And of course he did. And so Joseph was sent by Jacob to take his brothers some food and to talk to them. And they plotted to kill him. They plotted to throw him in a ditch and hopefully let animals get to him, or at least lie that an animal had ripped him apart and whatnot. So they took animal's blood and poured it over his coat of many colors and took it back to the father Jacob, and he cried, thinking his son was dead. But they put him in a pit. And I like to dramatize the fact that when we are in a pit, God promotes us ultimately to His palace. So Joseph went from the pit to the palace, and between these two extremes of the pit and the palace, one is real low, one is real high. And in our lives, metaphorically, we have and we exist between the pit and the palace by way of Potiphar's wife, who lied on him, amen, and then prison. He spent 2 years in prison. One of the things that we gain from this narrative about Joseph, Joseph was loved not only by his father, but he was loved. He was handsome. Joseph was thrown in a pit and sold into Egypt, amen, into Potiphar's house. And the Bible says in chapter 37, chapter 39, that, "And the Lord was with Joseph," his presence. And the Lord is with you this morning. Now, it doesn't matter how you feel, doesn't matter where you've been, what's going on, the Lord is with you. And if God be for you, He's more than the world against you. So there comes a time in our saved life that we just have to let go and let God and trust that God knows what's best. He's going to do what's best. He doesn't need us to partner with him in doing it. We need to just relax, be still, let go, let God. There's something in your life today you need to let go. Could be your kids, could be your marriage, could be your situation, your health, your strength. Let it go. Let it go. Give it to the Lord. Practice his presence. And when we practice the presence of God, here's what happens. We enjoy the peace of God. Be still, Psalm 46, and know that I am God. That God is making decisions on your behalf. God is making all kind of moves on your behalf that are not known to you. God is promoting. God is preparing. God is powerful. And as we practice his presence, no matter where I go today, if I go in my kitchen, my bathroom, my bedroom, the Lord is with us. Wherever I go, the Lord is with us. Whatever I do, the Lord is with us. And because he's with us, we can face tomorrow. Because he's with us, we can make it. Because he's with us, we can have joy. Because he's with us, we can praise his name. Because he's with us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Because he's with us, amen, we have the victory. So today, I want your concentration on Joseph, who practiced the presence of Almighty God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego practiced the presence of Almighty God. They were thrown into a fiery furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar said, did not I throw three in? Then he had a math problem. Behold, I see a fourth one, and it looks like the Son of God. Jesus is with you today. Therefore, rejoice in him. Let go. Don't worry. Don't fret. He's in full control, and his will prevail. Satan has no power over the Lord. Satan is called the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2. But anytime there's a prince, there's a king somewhere. King Jesus rules. Rest in him. Let go. Let God. And practice his presence. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. Thank you.